And happy to be back here with another moment with our friends at Christ the King Manor. Paula Felton Warner here, the CEO of Christ the King Manor, with our Serving by Giving moment. And actually, we're kind of celebrating by giving because you have a huge milestone at Christ the King that we're celebrating. What is it?
Good morning, Brittany. Thanks for having me. Yes, we have a huge milestone this year. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary here in the Du Bois area, and we're certainly proud to be part of this area and serving our seniors for 50 years.
Wow. Let me do some quick math. So 50 years ago, that would have made it 1971, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It would have been embarrassing if I got that wrong. So what actually started Christ the King? What was the beginning, I guess? Take us back in the time machine, back in time.
Sure. Thank you for that question. I think most of our listeners and maybe new people to the area wouldn't know, but a lot of our listeners, I suspect, know Monsignor Mignot. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but he really was the visionary, if you will, for Christ the King Manor, along with our Erie Diocese, and had a lot of progressive thought. If you look at our campus today, Monsignor Mignot really was the heart and soul of developing Christ the King in 1971, with just starting very small, with looking at what they could do to service the needs of our seniors at that time, and then really grew from that point on. It's really a remarkable vision he had for the campus, not only for that acute care need in 1971, but also as the years passed and developing different service lines for our seniors.
Yeah, that's an incredible amount of forethought. And also, I mean, we have to talk about, that's the heart behind it, is caring about the people here in our community. That's where it all starts from.
Absolutely. The mission of Christ the King Manor is serving through the healing of Jesus Christ. And Monsignor Mignot's vision and his progressive forethought really has built a huge foundation for the area. And I think it's just serves, you know, our seniors in so many different ways. So it's we're really proud to celebrate this year, and we wish Monsignor Mignot could be here with us too, but we're certainly going to honor him because he was the visionary for this.
Yeah. Now, that being said, since we are celebrating 50 years, Christ the King Manor has gone above and beyond, making this celebration actually a year-long event. So tell me about how some of the ways that your employees and yourself are celebrating.
Well, I have to give a big shout out to all the employees of Christ the King Manor. They really have led the charge in celebrating our 50 years here in the Du Bois area. What we have done starting in January up until today, which is we're in September already, each month our employees have generated or raised funds for an organization here in the Du Bois area. So we have focused each month on one organization to give back. So for example, we've supported the free clinic here in the Du Bois area, the food pantry, the Humane Society, our cancer center with Penn Highlands. So we are focusing on giving back to our community over the past 50 years as they've supported Christ the King in their development and their needs over these past years.
I think that's so beautiful that it is a celebration, of course, of Christ the King, but it's also a reflection of, you know, we're taking that moment to once again spread a little extra love with other people in the community. I think that's wonderful. So those are some of the ways that you've been giving back. Now, we do actually want to celebrate the day itself that Christ the King Manor opened and the whole reason behind those 50 years. So what's coming up?
Yes. So October, the beginning of October, really marks the 50th year here in the area. And we are really going to kick it off big. So on Friday, October 1st, we're going to have a huge celebration to thank our employees for all the hard work they've done, not just this past year, but the previous year through the pandemic, and just honor them. They certainly have done a remarkable job. And then we're going to have the honor and privilege to have the bishop from the Erie Diocese come join us on October 2nd. And he's going to come in and help do a blessing of our organization and our people that work there at Christ the King Manor. So it'll be a beautiful milestone and opportunity for us to really reflect on what has been done in the 50 years at Christ the King Manor.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, 50 years of Christ the King Manor in our community, and what a phenomenal way of celebrating, of giving back. Paula, if somebody is interested in Christ the King, whether it is just to answer a couple of questions, maybe they have a loved one who you might be able to help, or if they're considering maybe even going to work at Christ the King Manor, where do they reach out?
Sure. If anybody's interested, has questions, you certainly can contact our local number at 371-3180, or also visit our website. We have a nice website with a lot of information at christthekingmanor.org. So please, you know, take the time to reach out either way.
Wonderful. That's been Paula Felton Warner, the CEO of Christ the King Manor. Thank you so much, Paula.
You're welcome.
It has been our moment with Christ the King Manor, serving by giving, and today, celebrating by giving as well.